This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. For most of us, the September 11th terrorist attack 20 years ago are permanently implanted in our memory. In so many ways, life in the U.S. changed enormously. In the years that followed, there was huge attention to the effects of 9/11 on mental illness and substance abuse. The attacks also led to a better understanding of acute and chronic trauma and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. 9/11 defined the concepts of psychological first aid. With physical trauma, first aid prioritizes the ABCs, airway, breathing, and circulation. In contrast, psychological first aid focuses on five elements, assuring a sense of safety, calming, creating self and community control over circumstances, social connectedness, and hope. We quickly realized that trauma wasn't just the domain of mental health specialists and trauma surgeons, but that public health, primary care, religious leaders, social service agencies, and others needed to collaborate closely to maximize care. Before 9/11, what we knew about PTSD was drawn mostly from the experience of Vietnam vets. 9/11 taught us that there are four types of exposures: being directly exposed to a traumatic event, witnessing the event, having a loved one experience the event, or being exposed to repeated details of the traumatic stressor. We also observed that there are people who experience disasters who do not develop PTSD or other psychological symptoms. In fact, after a major disaster, only about a third are expected to develop PTSD. For those who do develop problems, 9/11 helped us to identify three major reactions to large-scale disasters. There are mental health disorders, such as PTSD, grieving, and hopelessness. There are stress reactions, and there are health risk behaviors like substance abuse. We also found that one of the more common problems after trauma were sleep disturbances. And we learned that PTSD is not one uniform disorder. All PTSD is not chronic, and all PTSD does not start immediately after an event like 9/11. It can evolve over time. A person can have PTSD and recover. There is also late-onset PTSD, and there is certainly chronic PTSD. Early after a disaster, there may be a sense that things are whole again and now back to normal. But this early feeling of calm is often followed by periods of frustration and anger and diminished hope. And these normal feelings are a result of unexpected new stresses and a realization of the impact of the losses. Many of the lessons from 9/11 apply to our experiences with COVID, both for the public and for healthcare providers and frontline workers. 9/11 and COVID are clearly different disasters, but for some people, the mental health effects that we've experienced as a result of COVID are very similar to those that we saw with 9/11. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.